pastor. Let me see whether I can do this PowerPoint. Uh-oh. Sometimes when you hear uh-oh, it means something is going on. Okay. Nothing is going on. Everything is fine. Everything will be okay. No, just kidding. Let's pray together. 让我们一起来祷告。 主，我们在你圣的宝座面前，谢谢把众弟兄姐妹、孩子自己能够一同来听你自己的话语。 Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. The brother and sister and I, we gather together in house of worship to listen to your word. 我们求主你自己圣灵打开我们的心。 We ask the Holy Spirit to open our heart to listen to your word. 用我口中的言语、心里的意念，蒙你自己悦纳。 May the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be acceptable before you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. 我们奉主耶稣名求祷告。 Amen. Today I'm going to share with you, our title is Beyond the Sunset. People told me that my title always very romantic. 那今天要跟大家分享信息是夕阳山脉山。那大家都是认为说我这个讲到的题目呢，通常都非常的罗曼蒂克，非常有浪漫。Because most of the time, my sermon actually from the story of this book. 因为我通常我的讲道信息都是从这本书来的，从这本书里面故事而来的。 So today we're going to study the story of Jacob. 我们今天来学习一个人的故事，那就是雅各的故事。为什么说是夕阳山外山呢？ Why would I call this sermon title as a Beyond the Sunset? Because everything that happened in Jacob's life always deal with something beyond the sunset. 因为在雅各的生命当中，为什么我会把它取名叫夕阳山外山？因为雅各的生命 通常很关键的地方都是发生在夕阳下山之后。我们来看一看夕阳下山之后会发生什么事情。So today we're going to look what happened to Jacob's story. Most of the very significant turnover in Jacob's life happened beyond the sunset. Now we read the scripture today. 我们一起来读今天的经文。那夜 雅各在队中住宿，他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了雅伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将那大腿锅窝了一把。雅各的大腿锅正在摔跤的时候，就扭了。 那人说：“天离明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名不再叫雅各，那叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得而胜。”雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是，在那里给雅各祝福。 雅各便给那个地方起名叫毕努以勒，意思说我面对十面见了神，我的性命认得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过毕努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。今天这段经文 I'm not going to read in English, but you can read the passage in English by yourself, so you know the story of Jacob. 我不会用英文来念，因为时间的关系。在整个故事当中，就发生在一个夜晚。 而在这个夜晚当中，雅各不再叫雅各，而是叫做以色列。So this story happened throughout the night. Throughout the night, Jacob transformed into another name, Israel. This all happened beyond the sunset. It all happened after the sunset. It all happened in the dark night. That's why he said that night, all by himself, someone came over. 所以在雅各的生命当中，有一个很重要的转捩点发生在那一个夜晚，而在那个夜晚当中，他不再叫做雅各，而叫做以色列，也就是现在我们的以色列国，也就是现在以色列子民的祖宗、先祖们，也在那一个夜晚当中 雅各的生命改变了，发生在一个夜晚当中。It happened in the night. If you go back to this book, you will see that most of the time, or all the time, Jacob's life, the most significant story detail of Jacob's life happens during in the dark. I mean, during the dark situation. The first moment of the darkness when happens in the womb of his mother. 如果你看雅各的生命，他生命跟黑暗是周旋着的。从一开始的时候，他就在母腹当中，他就经历了黑暗。当时，以撒妻子利百加不能生育，以撒就向神祷告，利百加就可以生育了。但他生育的时候，孩子在腹中彼此相争，耶和华对他说：“两国在你腹内。”两族要从你身上出来，这族会比那强族，将来更大的要服是小的。 So the first round of darkness in Jacob's life happened in the womb of his mom, Rebecca. At that time, Rebecca cannot conceive. And her husband, Isaac, prayed to the Lord, and the Lord opened his womb, and she conceived. But the thing is, the twins conceived in her womb, they're jostling each other.And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people from within you will be separated. And one people will be stronger than the other. And the older one will serve the younger. And this happened throughout the history. So if you look at this picture, jostling within the dark womb. So when Jacob's life started being conceived in her mother's womb, he encountered the first darkness. It's the darkness in the womb.And they're jostling each other. David wrote this song, 131. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place. When I was woven together in the depth of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days of them for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. 这是大卫所写的一首诗篇。他说，我在暗中受造的时候，当我的肢体没有被联络之前，我的形体并不向你隐藏，神都看见，一切都在上帝自己的掌握之中跟掌管之中。你尚未多一日，我都已经把你还没有过的日子都写在册上了。因为神是全知全能万能的，他是一个在暗中不缺席的一位上帝，他是在暗中工作的一位上帝。 God never absent in darkness.He is the one who works in the darkness. No matter how dark the situation, how dark is the moment, God is still working. God can work it out in the dark. So from the womb of the mother, even including you and me, God already knows for them the day before it came to be in his book. Because God is omnipresent, omniscient, and he's only...因为神是全能的，全知全在，包括你跟我，在你母腹当中的时候，在暗中受造的时候，神都已经知道。所以第一个在雅各的生命当中，是在他母腹的中，当时候他就跟什么，跟他的弟兄一直来争吵，来争，在腹中一直争吵 ，jostling each other in the womb of mother when they conceive. This is very sad things.At the end, this brother came out, Jacob, and his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. 所以随后就生了以扫的兄弟，也就是雅各。因为他生出来的时候呢，手抓住以扫的脚跟，大家都了解。后来他就名叫做雅各。为什么叫雅各呢？因为雅各本身的意思就是什么？脚跟的意思。So whenever you say Jacob,这是 Hebrew word Yaakov, and we talk about the 脚跟 is what a calf. So if you can see the root word of these two words, they share the same character. 如果你看希伯来文的话，它的字体你虽然不懂得没问题，它 他们都是有同样的字根。But the way how it sounds is different. 但是读的时候是不一样的。一个就叫 Yaakov， 一个叫 Akev， 中文叫脚跟啊，跟雅各。也就是当雅各抓住他弟兄脚的时候，这样子的画面就叫做抓住脚跟的意思，所以他叫做雅各。So this is how he was named because of what? When he came out from her mother womb, he grasping his father's heel. So now we come back to the Hebrew, modern Hebrew. What does it mean? Okay, what does it mean? Doom, doom, doom. Okay? Let me see. If you can turn for me. Yeah. So in modern Hebrew, it means what? Following someone behind. Or following someone behind. 在现代希伯来文当中的时候，它什么意思呢？它就是跟在别人的后面，或者跟在某人的脚跟后面。It means that following someone behind and following behind a heel. This is modern Hebrew. La Yaakov Aheret Mishuchu. Okay, La Aheret, La Yaakov Aheret Mishuchu. 也就是想说，我跟在别人的后面，跟着别人的脚跟。通常你后面出生的呢，通常就会跟着前面的哥哥姐姐们，哥哥姐姐做什么你就做什么。 Most of the time when you are the little one in the family, you will follow your brother and sister, your big brother and big sister. What to do? You just kind of like work accordingly. Okay, you imitate your brother and sister. 通常的时候， so in the life of Jacob, first in the womb is dark, jostling each other. There is, and the second, you will see that Jacob lived behind someone. He lived under the shadow of someone else. 雅各活在另一个人的后面，按我们所得的片语，他活在他人的影子之下。Do you like to live under the shadow of someone? Who wants to live under the shadow of someone? Somebody yes, somebody no, I don't know.But I myself, I don't want to live under the shadow of one. Oh, 你看，他多像他爸爸。See, 他多像他哥哥啊。Nobody, I am nobody, because I'm in the shadow of someone. 我好像不是我自己，我好像是在什么人的阴影之下。This is Jacob's life. We can see from the next verse. This verse is very obvious. The boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter.He is a man of an open country. But Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tent. And in this family, Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. In a patriarch society, it's very important to have a love or get a favor from your father, because this is a patriarch society. It's a man's society. 在一个父系时代当中的时候，你会发现蒙父亲所爱的是一件很重要的事情。所以当这两个孩子渐渐长大的时候，一个呢藏在田野，一个呢藏在帐篷里面，家中的父亲以上爱的不是雅各，而是以扫。因为在一个父系时代当中，又是游牧，就是猎牧时代啊，不是游牧时代，就是在当时的 nomadic tribe society, Esau 是比较被看重的。So in this family, Jacob experienced a trauma. 所以在这个家庭当中，雅各经历了创伤。第一，在母父黑暗当中的时候，他与他弟兄相争，争不过，排第二。So in the womb of mother, he jostled with his brother, but he cannot fight over, and he made the second one because he's not the eldest one. He became the youngest one.And secondly, in the family, he experienced trauma because he lived under the shadow of his brother Esau. I'm nobody. So, 在人的阴影之下生活的时候，是另外一种的黑暗。就他得不到他父亲的喜爱，却得到他母亲的喜爱。父亲所爱的是谁？是谁的是Esau。It's very sad story. If you look at the story of the people of Israel, the ancestor of Israel, it's very sad.如果你真正看到以色列的历史的话，他们的祖宗历史雅各是非常伤心的。接下来 Look at the next one. 接下来发生什么事情呢? 你帮我 control. What happened next thing? The storyline? 结果因为我不想要做 什么?因为我不能得到我所得到的 所以我要改变我的命运 我要改变我的历史 Because I cannot change my reality as a second one in the family, live under other people's shadow. I want to change it. So her mom, Rebecca, suggests we can achieve the blessing from father. 所以妈妈就建议说，我们一起来骗取爸爸要给长子的祝福。 在这一个事情上面的时候，又是另外一个黑暗，因为雅各在这里使用了另外一个黑暗的手段，就是借着他父亲不能看眼睛一切的黑暗当中的时候，骗取这个祝福。This is the third darkness in the life of Jacob. 雅各 made use of the darkness because of his father's blindness to deceive. To grasp the blessing, to get the blessing that's supposed to be given to Esau. That is the third darkness moment. Dark moment in Jacob's life. When Jacob was old, his eye was so weak that he could not no longer see. There's one incident when Jacob came to his father. Yes, my son. And then his father asked, who is this? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. He did not recognize him and he blessed him. So at that very moment, you want to change the identity. You want to change the fate. 还要改变命运, 还要改变人生, 改变自己. 他怎么改变? 透过骗局的手段. 用什么样的手段? 在人的黑暗当中行使这样的手段 You see the darkness You see the dark moment One after another 第一在母父当中第二在他的成长的环境当中第三在他父亲不能看见的黑暗当中我们来继续看下去 So you see that Next one So he get the blessing from his father. What happened next? 他被赶出家门,对吗? He was chased out from the family because her brother Esau discovered that he already achieved the blessing from her father, from his father, and he has to run away. So what happened next? 他就必须要离开家. So 发生什么事情? 他必须要离开家. He need to run away. Here is a passage that Jacob led Bathsheba and set out to Haran. And he went to the place. And then what? The sun has set. Okay? 雅各出了别示巴,他就到了另外一个地方,他就离开家了,太阳落了. This is another dark night. 又是另外一个漆黑的夜晚,而就在这个漆黑的夜晚当中,他遇到了神的使者. On this dark night, when he chased out from home, exile, E-S-I-L-E. Do you understand what that means? E-S-I-L-E means that you are away from your home. You're no more in your home. You're away from the homeland. It's now in exile. 那时候是什么?是被什么?流离,离开家庭,不在自己的家里,不在属于自己的地方。 而去到异地漂流，他出了别示巴。那时候太阳落下的时候，在一个晚上，上帝的使者向他显现。而上帝的使者向他显现的时候，就是跟他立约。你如果看雅各的一个生命，从一开始到现在，没有一个东西可以值得说是上帝要这样子跟他立约的。 If you see out throughout the life of Jacob up until now, not one single thing that Jacob did earn the favor of the Lord. Not a single thing that in the past of his life until this point earned the favor of the Lord. 没有一件事情在神面前是看为喜悦的。 但是神就在那天夜晚当中 beyond the sunset， 当太阳落下的那一天夜晚，神就与他会面了，并给他立约，跟他说什么约呢？跟他说，我要使你有许多的后裔，这块地要赐给你，而且我要赐福于你，你无论我哪里去，我不离弃你，而直到我成就我向你所应许的。So, not even one thing that can earn the favor of the Lord, but the Lord on that night appeared to Jacob and made a covenant with Jacob and promised, this land will be given to you. I will promise you to give you multiple descendants. And also, I will protect you whenever you go, and it will not forsake you until I fulfill what I promised to you. What a such a wonderful promise, such a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Even though Jacob was so bad in his past life, he's not able to earn even one favor from the Lord, but God still had mercy on him. And how God is working his life? Working in the darkness. 在他母腹当中的时候，神已经拣选了他。当他活在人的阴影之下的时候，他成功了活得长子的束缚。当他离开家的时候，在黑暗当中的时候，神一样没有离弃他。 Then you can see one thing， 神拣选你不是因为你做了什么，你够值得他拣选你。 So this is one principle, very important principle in the Bible. It's not how good you are, how much merit, how much good thing that you've been done, you've been doing, that God show his favor to you. It's all by his grace, by mercy, by his power that he chose you to be his children of God, to be his children, not because what you deserve. 但是你接下来会发现还是有既现实的黑暗。你看这些故事很奇妙的。你去接下来雅各的生命到这个时候，他根本不把神当作神，不把神当作神。为什么？他这里做了一个祷告。 Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me, then the Lord will be my God. 当神跟他应许之后，立约之后，你知道雅各是怎么回应的吗？雅各说，神若与我同在，他如果真的祝福我，也让我帮助我回来的话，我就比耶和华为我的神。 So there's a question mark here. Is he believing in the Lord at that right moment? 所以这里有个问题，雅各在这里信耶和华为他的神吗？还不一定。 I put a question mark there. 我这里有个问号。他说，你如果与我同在，我就比耶和华为我的神。Let me show you another verse. 就是在，我来给你们看另外一个的经文。 At a time when Jacob tried to deceive his father to get a blessing that's supposed to be given to Esau, at that time, Isaac talked to his son, Jacob, how did you find it so quickly, my son? And Jacob replied, the Lord your God, not my God, gave me the success, because he needs to prepare all kinds of food to put on before his father. But he so quickly prepared all the meal, because actually his mom helping him. So prepare all the meal and put before his dad. But his dad said, how could you make it so quick? And then Jacob replied, the Lord your God gave me success. It's not my Lord. So you can see that at that very moment, Jacob haven't really made this Lord Jehovah as his own personal God, a personal God, Lord. So I put a question mark there. So we ponder here. So the next thing, what happened? In the next thing, when he came to the harem, to his uncle family, 后来他就来到他的拉班，他就他舅舅的家里面，他看到了一个非常漂亮的女子，那名字叫 Rachel， 他一看到 Rachel 就爱上她了。 那个事情也是发生在什么时候？也是发生在傍晚的时刻，也是看到发生什么夕阳山外上的时候。 OK, if you go back the story, you look again, that really happened beyond the sunset. 他看到了一个he saw a very beautiful woman, and then her name is Rachel. He loved Rachel very much, so he worked for 7 years for Rachel. Because what? He want his beautiful wife to be his first wife. But what happened to him? 后来发生什么事情? You all know this story. That night, 那一天晚上, he didn't know that the wife, the Laban gave him was Leah, not Rachel, the beautiful wife he desired for. Isaac and Rebekah wants his son, to go to Laban's house to find a wife. To find a wife is very important for the ancient Near Eastern culture. Ancient Near Eastern culture, marry a wife, get a wife, beautiful wife, and to make a family is very important. 对于近东文化当中的时候，结婚找到一个妻子，甚至成家是一个很重要的事情。So, what happened to him? 想要得到一个美娇娘，结果就得到一个利亚，所以他非常非常生气。他说：“为什么你欺哄我？”他曾经是欺哄人的。现在又被人家欺哄。He used to deceive his dad. Now he's been deceived. 到了晚上，早晨的时候呢，雅各一看，竟然发现是利亚。What happened? In that night, something just turned over. 我没有得到我所想要的。你多少个晚上你在哭泣 ？How many nights did you cry to the Lord or cry to somebody?God, I desire this, I desire that. What happened to me? Why I couldn't get this one? So you in the deep suffering and deep sorrow, normally throughout the night, you want to change, but somehow it doesn't go our way. 许多的晚上，我们的生命当中，你看你过去的生命当中，是不是有许多的晚上在哭泣？为什么会这样？通常晚上哭泣是最大声的，因为没有人听得见，而且在晚上哭泣的时候是最从内心里面所发出来的。你会常常会发现，为什么我的人生不是按照我自己所掌管的来走？雅各的生命当中，再一次在晚上当中的时候，清晨竟然得不到他自己所要的。然后他在拉班的家里住了20年。The first 7 years, he lived in the Laban family and worked for Laban for 20 years. The first 7 years, he worked for the first wife. And the next 7 years, for the second wife. And the remaining 6 years, for Laban. What Laban did to him? 拉班对他做的是什么？头七年为了第一个妻子，在第一个七年又为了他的第二个妻子，接下来的六年呢，为着拉班来工作。而这整整20年当中的时候，他的经历是怎样子的？我们来看这段经文。What kind of experience he went through for these 20 years? Here he said, the heat consumed me in the daytime, and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. 他怎么样形容这20年？我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，我不得喝也睡着，我常是这样。This is a darkness. 这是另外一个生命当中一个黑暗的时期。你发现一次又一次的来经历一个黑暗，黑暗当中我不能合就我的双眼。结果呢，他做了什么事情呢？ What happened to him? 他怎么？他就背着拉班偷走了，带走所有的就逃跑了。怎么逃跑？拉班怎么样形容他？ How did you run away?Why did you run off secretly and deceive me? 但是你在暗中逃跑，偷着走。But last night, the God of your father said to me, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad." 神在黑暗当中行事， God is working in the dark, in the darkness. God is still present when you are in the dark. 当你还在黑暗当中的时候，神是同在的，神是工作的。Your, I already told you, not a single thing that Jacob did can earn the favor from the Lord, but the Lord is still working in his life. Even how, no matter how dark that Jacob is experiencing, God is still there in his presence. Because last night, the God of your father said to me, be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. 没有一件事雅各能够值得让上帝得到喜悦的。但是神却是在黑暗当中做事的那一位，就在他离开家的时候，逃离开拉班家的时候，那一天晚上，神就对拉班说，你要对雅各不可说好说歹，要对他好一些。 You can see the God protection, you see the God promise fulfill God promise fulfill just as what he said to Jacob on that night when he was in exile. 当雅各背离家的时候，离开家的时候的那天晚上，神怎么对他说，我与你同在，无论你往哪里去，神是这样子的来看管他跟保守他。然后他就回家了。 Here throughout the 20 years of darkness he wandered around. He was in exile. 20 年流离家乡，离开家乡， banished from the family for 20 years. Now it's time to go back home. 那时候是回家的路上，回家的路上的时候， it comes to our story today. 然后他回家路上的时候，又有这一个晚上，也就是今天我们所读的这段经文。 And when he came back, that happened in the night again. 那一天晚上的时候，上帝的使者再次向他显现，改变了生命中四个很重要的东西。 And this, on this night, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and four thingschange in his life. What are these four things? First, name. Living under a shadow. Two, an overcomer of God and man. Blessing. First, use my own effort to seek human blessing. Two, finally, I know I need to seek God's blessing. Face. From facing people, you will see that what kind of faces that he's facing.Father in darkness, uncover the father's blind eyes in order to get a blessing. Second, run away from Esau, run away from the face of Esau. Then you'll see again, run away from Laban, and also what? His wife's face changed over the night. I desire to have Rachel's face, but the other morning, I discover is.Leah face. But now, he's no more facing people's face. He's now facing God's face. 避怒以乐。他过去，他是什么？在父亲的脸下，他的脸下欺骗父亲所给的祝福。他的逃离以扫的面。一天晚上之后，发现心爱的妻子的脸变成了利亚的脸，甚至要逃离拉班的面，现在他明白一件事情，我现在要面对的是上帝的面。当年亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园当中的时候，首先是与神同行同走面对面， But at the end 发生之后呢，是跟什么背就背的，背对着神。 In the garden of Eden but very very beginning God and AdamWork together. They have an intimate relationship. After the fall, what will happen in the Bible, chapter 3? Adam behind the face of God. Adam back facing the face of God. This is the reality of human sin in front of God. In the life of Jacob, he experienced that from the face of the people, I'm now facing God.And one, the last one is trauma. Trauma is what? From being self-independent, very self-dependent, become very total dependent on God. First of all, 你会发现他名字从活在别人阴影之下变成与人与神征战都得胜的，从争取人来的祝福到最后他才明白我要寻求上帝的赐福，从离开父亲以扫拉班妻子的面到现在我要与神面对面，从依靠抓别人脚跟而生活到现在他要靠什么抓他大腿骨的神来过接下来生活，以致你会发现他在接下来生活当中他生命被改变了，他第一个最大的改变什么？他不再是成为伙伴哦，外邦人神像的意味。So after that night, when he came back home, and that night, when the sun set and the sunrise throughout the night, his light is transformed. So this is one evidence in the verse. After that night, he cast out all the idols that he worshipped.With his wife. 所以你发现那一晚之后他生命改变了，其中一件事情从这段经文你发现，我们要一起上伯特利，在那里向耶和华祝一托神，他就把外邦人的神像交给雅各，雅各都藏在世界那里橡树底下，前去伯特利建筑坛向神。 Now this Lord Jehovah is no more your GodBut it's my God. 不再是你的神，而是我的神。我们上伯特利去，把外邦的神像交给雅各，雅各都藏在世界那里橡树底下，膜拜耶和华真神。以致到最后的时候，当他给约瑟，他那个约瑟祝福的时候，他说了一句话：用我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就什么？一生牧养我直到今日的神。 So finally he realized one thing when he blessed Joseph and said, may the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.所以希伯来书里面有这样子一句话说，他死的时候因着信给约瑟两个儿子祝福的时候，什么？扶着杖头来敬拜神。 Can you imagine that picture in your head, in your mind, in your brain? Someone who is crippled after that night lean on the top of his staff and worship the Lord and give the blessing. Once he received the blessing from his father, but on that night when he's transformedIt's no more the same. Now is to give the blessing to Joseph's two sons. Not because he is powerful, not because he's what? Just because what? God has favor on him. He worshiped as a limb on the top of his staff. He used to grasp other people here, live under the shadow of other people. No more. But now I'm totally dependent on God because he is my shepherd.He shepherd all my life. And when I lean on the top of his staff, it means that what? I'm totally dependent on God. The transformation happened throughout the night. 所以当雅各拄着拐杖来敬拜神的时候，你可以想象那样子一个画面是多么的美。过去活在人的脚跟之下，阴影之下，当神抓紧了他的脚窝，他瘸了之后，他明白一件事情：我这一生是要依靠他。当你拄着拐杖的时候，给你一个事实，就是我的人生不能够我自己靠着我自己来过，我必须要靠着神来过，因为他是一生牧养我的神。I don't know, is that applied to your life or not? 我不知道这是发生在你身上的。当你发现你不能走路的时候，当你发现你很难行走的时候。当你拄着拐杖的时候，你才发现你所拄着那个拐杖是这样子的重要。这就是在雅各生命当中所发生的。通常我们的生命就是非常高傲、非常自大，直到神把我们打下来的时候呢，我们才知道如何去依靠神。而通常呢，就是发生在我生命当中最黑暗的时期。Most of the time, from total dependent on myself to total dependent on God, always happened in the very dark moment in our life. From Genesis chapter 28 to chapter 32, throughout all these passages, all these scriptures, the story of Jacob, it all happens what? When Jacob left Beersheba, when he was exiled, wandered around, until chapter 32, when the sun rose, the life changed. Can you see my point here? He went away from his home. It's when the sun set. When he came back home, the sun rose. When the sun rose, everything changed. Not because he changed everything, but God changed it. Can you see that? 当雅各离开家的时候, 他流离他乡的时候, 我们这些都是离开家乡, 来到北美的, 你都明白离开家乡的心情是如何。 雅各离开家乡的时候, 他到了一个地方, 太阳落下, 但他回家的时候, 经过那天晚上, 日头刚出来的时候, 他生命就改变了, 为什么? 雅各经过庇努以勒, 他的大腿就瘸了。 雅各经过什么? 与神面对面。 So you see that the sun set and the sun rose, things change. Happens in the night. Reflect back to one person in our history who also went through the same thing. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table and said to his disciple, "This is my cup. This is a new covenant established with you. And then this is a body, a sacrifice for you." That night, he was betrayed. 同样的,在人生的历史当中, 在人类历史当中,曾经也有一天晚上,有一个人对他们主说,这是我的身体,为你们舍的。这是我与你们所立的约,就在发生那天晚上。也在那天晚上,他经历了极大的黑暗。 He was betrayed. Nobody. The Peter rejected him. Right? The whole night. And the next day, what happened to him? From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. 从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。今天没有时间给大家看影片。主耶稣他自己亲身走过了黑暗。 历史当中，如果只看雅各的话，那不重要。最重要你要看耶稣他本身自己，不只是一个在黑暗当中行事的上帝，他是一个经历黑暗的上帝。 He's not the one who is working in the dark, but he also the one who went through the darkness. 但是，同样的故事情节， the same storyline happened to Jesus. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week. 同样的发生在耶稣身上,七日的头一日,天快亮的时候,他从死里复活,战胜了黑暗. That is the hope that we have. The people who live in darkness have seen the great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. 那坐在黑暗里的百姓,看见了大光, 坐在死荫之地的有光发现,跟着他们。 因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗死荫的里人，把我们脚引到平安的路上。 Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, shine on those living in darkness, and the shadow of death, in the shadow of someone, in the shadow of somebody, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Because God continued to work in darkness. He is always present in darkness. During the COVID-19, during the lockdown, when there's no sunshine, everything in darkness, God continued to work in darkness. Not only God continued to work in darkness. God bear the burden in darkness. The Jacob, he went through all kind of darkness, but he cannot bear the burden of darkness. But there is one in the history, Jesus Christ, the Lord, came down on this earth to bear a burden in the darkness. Ultimately, God in Christ overcome the darkness. That is the hope we have in him. So I saw the holy city. Now the dwelling of God is with men. There will be no more night, for the Lord God will give them light. There's a sure hope that we have in the future in due time. 就是我们将来神再来的时候，耶稣再来的时候，我们所拥有的最确切的盼望。 圣城耶路撒冷从天而降，神的帐幕要在人间，不再有黑夜，因为主神要光照他们。 Because he is the overcomer of darkness. This is my message today, from Jacob's story to Jesus' story. I hope that you can see there's a hope in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Before we pray, I want to end today's message with a song. This is a song from China Canon Hymn. 我今天结束的时候呢，用一首歌就结束。这是中国本地的迦南诗歌的一首歌。也许你们有大陆背景的，可能认识这首歌，但是你们就在听这首歌的时候，从心里面自己回应神。 I hope that this song can reflect. You can use this song to reflect, to meditate, and as a response to today's message to the Lord. And the song title is In the Darkness, In the Dark Night, 在黑夜。
Thank you for your life. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
you are the risen Lord in heaven, and we can look upon you to come on a second time. And that time, no more tears, no more burden, no more sorrow, and no more night. And you will be my light. We give you praise, give you thanks. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.